Well, another chapter in the Auburn saga has been written. Wednesday night, it was reported by Pete Thamel, college football columnist for the New York Times, that the investigation into Auburn football has not ended. There was an interesting exchange that head coach Gene Chizik had with the director of NCAA enforcement last month when athletic officials from each SEC school, and that includes SEC athletic directors, head basketball coaches, and all 12 head football coaches, met in Destin, Florida for the annual SEC spring meetings. There was an interesting exchange that happened between Gene Chizik and Julie Rolock, and that's how I'm going to go with pronouncing her name. I don't know if that's correct or not, but that's what I'm going to go with. David Sears is with us, and we'll analyze it in just a minute. But basically what happened was Gene Chizik was inquisitive to Ms. Rolock about whether or not Auburn's probe...
Well, you're forgetting the most important part. He spoke after Derek Dooley. He wasn't the first one to ask. It was after Derek Dooley.
Where did you read that, David Sears?
That's very important. Because
where did you read that? Yeah, where did you read
that? That's what Charles Goldberg said.
Yeah, it's exactly right.
Charles Goldberg, he's never, ever skewed anything in Auburn's favor before. Never. He's an honest, trustworthy reporter.
Can we get...
He would never make something up to deflect attention away, no matter how minor it is.
Can we get another guest, please? I'm just going to cut to the chase here, folks. This story by the New York Times cited four sources, and I would say that these sources are pretty reputable. You have Kevin Stallings, the head basketball coach at Vanderbilt, Mike Anderson, the head basketball coach at Arkansas, Andy Kennedy, the head basketball coach at Ole Miss, and LSU's Trent Johnson, who is their head basketball coach, all cited by name, which is pretty strong, in the Pete Thamel story. Mr. Goldberg's story cites unnamed sources, as David alludes to. No, I don't believe Goldberg's story. I just don't believe it. That's the bottom line. But anyway, Gene Chizik began to pepper Ms. Rolock about why Auburn had not been cleared by the NCAA and why the investigation was continuing and when would it be complete. Well, she told him, and this is a direct quote from the Thamel article, "You'll know when we're finished, and we're not finished." Looks to me like Gene Chizik made a complete... Well, his conduct was unacceptable, and I think a lot of Auburn fans are upset. What did you think of it, Sears?
Well, I think all the Auburn fans are saying it's no big news. We knew the investigation is, which is a complete 180 from the tale we've been told by a lot of Auburn fans and Auburn people that they haven't done anything wrong. The investigation's over with. They just haven't announced it yet. Well, now we find out they're still being investigated. Now we find out the NCAA and Auburn have a contentious relationship, according to Pete Thamel. So, something is contentious, it's not going to end well. This investigation's not over. Auburn fans feel like they are being unfairly prosecuted.
Well, you definitely don't talk to the person who is in charge of the probe into your organization like Gene Chizik addressed Ms. Rolock. You don't kick dirt in the face of a dog that's currently barking at you. And that's what Gene Chizik did. Look, Auburn has been given the green light by a number of different people here. Okay, Cam Newton was given eligibility last year in spite of the fact that his father solicited money from Mississippi State. So why in the world Gene Chizik would open his trap at the SEC spring meetings is beyond me. But, it either shows that Chizik has no clue what he's doing, or...
Which I think we really do see that he does have no clue what he's doing.
Or he has an incredibly arrogant streak in him that nobody has deciphered until this point.
I think Chizik, coaching skills-wise, is about on par with Mike Shula. He's good at what he does as a coordinator, but as a head coach, he's just not... not that good as a head coach. He's a positions coach and a coordinator. He is not a head coach material. The gloves have come off. Lots of people have taken shots saying that Rhodes and Malzahn really run the program, that Chizik is merely a figurehead, and the only reason he's a figurehead is because he gives Auburn a level of plausible deniability that the head coach has no clue what's going on. It's not going to be a good thing for Auburn if the NCAA continues this investigation. They've got a 4-year window to do this. and Cam Newton's recruitment ended in 2009, so that means they have at least until 2013 to have this fall within the window of allegations for the window of enforcement for NCAA, unless it shows that this has been a history of repeated violations that have been covered up, and then they can get into it really bad.
Listen, I've been around Gene Chizik several times before. I've had conversations with Gene Chizik before, and to this point, I've always thought of Chizik as a nice guy, and I still do. I mean, he's a very cordial man. He has always seemed to be accommodating in every media circumstance that I've been involved in, or anybody in my organization, or anybody that I know of. But this right here it just blows the mind, and you know, it almost looks to me like he went in there in front of his 11 other peers. We're not talking about the basketball coaches or the athletic directors who were in the room. He was in front of Saban and Mullen and Miles and Nutt and all the other coaches, Spurrier, in the room, and he wanted to be absolved right then and there. And the problem is Auburn wasn't clear.
Well, the thing is, he committed the cardinal sin of lawyering.
Yes, that's exactly right.
You never ask a question you don't know the answer to.
I mean, he had to know what I don't either. He's as dumb as we said he was earlier.
He's either that dumb or that arrogant.
Right.
And I really think he's that dumb.
I don't know.
I think he is on Mike Shula, Mike Dubose level of stupidity. Now, if he's really that dumb and that arrogant at the same time, and he's feigning this all shucks demeanor, and he's really just a big jerk, and I'm being very nice with the words that I wanted to use there because this is a PG-rated program.
Thank you, Sears. I hate to have to go back and edit all of your every show. I have to go back and edit all of your dumped words.
But if he's really this conniving person, he's putting on this false personality. I mean, say what you want about Saban, he's the same to everybody. He's very gruff, he's very blunt, and if he doesn't want to be there, he will know he doesn't want to be there. He doesn't put on airs.
Well, here's the deal about Saban.
He's never tried to come off as a humble farm boy that way you get with Chizik.
Yeah, it is. And I've never been overly, as I said, I said all the nice things a minute ago about Chizik, and I obviously stand by those, but I've also never been impressed with his personality. I mean,
you don't get really anything from him. He's blander than milk toast. I know Auburn had a very big personality with Coverable, but you figure they'd get a coach who has a little bit of charisma, and apparently he has charisma when he's closing the deal for recruiting, or other methods for recruiting, but
he has something.
He has something because he just does not seem like he has any charisma whatsoever.
I think that's the most important part of that Pete Thamel piece, not the fact that Auburn is still under the investigation by the NCAA. I mean, we knew that. Now, what we didn't know that is Gene Chizik was going to go to this forum and open up his mouth like that. I will say this too: last week when Chizik was flying around the country promoting his new book, I haven't read it yet, but I know it's all in and all that. I'm sure it's a motivational book on about how to obtain a national championship. Anyway, when he was going around the country last week, he stopped at ESPN and told them that he could lay his head on his pillow and not worry about the anything happening to Auburn, because the president of the NCAA had come out and said that Auburn had not been found to have done any wrongdoing. Now, first of all, in the NCAA's organization, Mark Emmert does not oversee investigations into infractions cases. I mean, that's Julie Rolock. She's new, but that's her job. She doesn't report to Mark Emmert.
You got
to
think that not only is she a woman in a man's game, because let's face it, most of the major violations that are going to occur in the NCAA are going to be your big-time college football, big-time college basketball programs. So she's got that chip on her shoulder that, hey, I'm a woman, they're going to have to respect me. If you look at it, the biggest thing for Auburn was when Ohio State and the deal they brokered with the NCAA to let those five play and then the bottom fell out, and it showed how deep the corruption goes and how much of a cover-up it was and how bad the NCAA looked, because they already took a lot of heat for letting those five play in the Sugar Bowl.
I think you're absolutely right.
The Sugar Bowl, and then let them come out. The Trestle knew this, and we may find out with the more Freedom of Information Act we get with the emails and phone records, since they're state employees. But the deeper it goes, that this may go all the way up to the top of Ohio State, that is what needs to have Auburn worrying. Because now the NCAA, they look soft. They want to cover up that image. They want to repair the image. So they're going to be a lot harder and a lot tougher on everybody. So the biggest thing Auburn needs to worry about is, are they covering anything up to the degree of Ohio State? And they also need to be very mad at Ohio State for causing this mess. Because let's face it, if Ohio State doesn't do this, where they tried to sweep everything under the rug with Trestle, the NCAA doesn't continue this investigation. But now the NCAA looks weak. They look like they're inept. Now they have to prove that they are a actual governing body that actually does enforce rules. So you can guarantee if they can take down some sacred cows and some of their bigger programs, i.e. Oregon, Ohio State, and now Auburn, you know they're going to do it.
I think Auburn fans are upset, at least privately. I don't know that they would say it, although I've heard some say it over the last couple days about what Gene Chizik has done here, because I think Auburn's investigation, I don't know where it was going exactly. It may have hit a stalemate. I don't know. I know that nothing has come out in a while to, at least publicly, to incriminate them in any of the matters that they're being investigated for so far. But I'll say this. What Gene Chizik has done has opened up a new Pandora's box, and I think because he has done this, it's going to prove, in the end, very, very serious for Auburn University. I think the NCAA is really getting serious here as far as coming down on schools. We saw something yesterday that I wasn't prepared for. I didn't even know Georgia Tech was under investigation, and I don't think anybody did. They kept it under wraps, had all the hearings, and kept it under wraps until the penalties came out yesterday. Georgia Tech has been fined $100,000. They have to vacate the entire 2009 season, which was an ACC title season for them, and they have 4 years of probation coming. They got hammered yesterday. I think that ought to be
all
a message.
$314.
Yes, I agree, and that ought to be a message to all of these programs who continue to skirt the rules, like Oregon with the continued involvement with Willie Lyles, which we're now hearing some scuttlebutt that LSU may be involved more than we thought with Lyles as well. And, of course, the Auburns of the world, too. The NCAA means business, and I think that is exactly what Miss Rolock was telling Gene Chizik at the SEC spring meetings.
Without a doubt, NCAA has an image to repair, and what better way to repair an image for looking soft on crime than to just come out and be all gangbusters? So if they have to go Elliot Ness on the participant schools, you know it's going to happen, and it'll lead to other issues down the road. But as of right now, it's going to be a very fun thing to see, and who knows what's going to come out.
Last night, a story broke that was interesting. Bruce Feldman of ESPN has been on this program before. I personally believe Bruce is one of the best in the business. He's
Not only is he one of the best, he's also one of the friendliest people.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. I would even go as far as to call him a friend, and he has always been very gracious in dealing with me and nice. And a story was posted on a website last night that is referenced on this program way too much, and that, of course, is Sports by Brooks, that Mr. Feldman had been suspended by ESPN. Well, about an hour and a half ago, ESPN released a statement saying that Bruce Feldman was never suspended from the network, and I would find that very hard to believe, knowing Bruce and knowing what he's doing right now in Bristol. I was really in shock when I saw that last night. I believed it. I was suckered in like the rest of humanity with the Free Bruce hashtag. But you know, it wasn't true.
I think it was true, because last night when I was up this morning, I did the morning show for our sister station.
Right.
I tried to look at past Bruce Feldman articles, and his name was no longer hyperlinked on the ESPN website. So when I went there at 4:30 this morning, his name was not hyperlinked. You could not access old Bruce Feldman articles.
Well, I hear you.
They still had some podcasts.
Yeah.
But they did not have articles.
Well, and he hadn't tweeted. He hadn't tweeted either in a couple of days. I hear what you're saying, but I will say this: I think that there may have been with the thought out there that some legal issues. I do think something happened. I don't think he was ever suspended. I think something happened, and it was a legal internal matter at ESPN. But from what we're hearing, he asked point blank the management whether or not he was suspended, and they told him no. Now somebody. Look, I know Sports by Brooks has got great sources at ESPN, or at least that's what he wants you to think. And I'm sure he heard something about this. But is Sports by Brooks, is he going to continue to run his mouth and report things that are half true or not even true at all in some cases? I mean, I think it's getting old.
I disagree with you there.
Okay.
Because I think he was very accurate with his story. I just think that ESPN, I mean... at 7:30 a.m. Central Time this morning, Free Bruce was going nuts.
Okay.
And then Andy Staples, right at 8 o'clock Central, he put out the head of ESPN.com that was in charge of Bruce Feldman's tweet handle. And as soon as he did that, the tweet handle blew up and everybody was messaging this guy. I think there was definitely a form of suspension. I don't know if it was an out and out. He was completely banned from doing anything, tweeting, writing, or investigating. I think there was so much pressure because, I mean, Kyle Beazley said that he received a message from Bruce Feldman when he had the job at the Clarion Ledger covering Mississippi State. And he had never really met Bruce, but Bruce sent him a congratulatory message. Bruce Feldman is such a well-respected and well-liked individual that when this injustice, whatever it may have been suspension, may have been a censure or anything like that, I think there was such strong reaction, ESPN realized they had screwed up royally. And was he suspended? Well, I don't think we'll ever really know. You can issue a statement saying nothing happened, that when something actually obviously did happen, but you changed it. But it's a very, very interesting tale. I don't think we'll ever get the true story until Bruce Feldman is either retired from ESPN or until Bruce Feldman is looking for Fox Sports as a college football analyst for the Pac-12 game. So it's a very interesting story. I respect your opinion to disagree with me, but
yeah.
I think she was suspended. I really do think something was up, and ESPN did not realize the backlash they would get from the college football community.
That's fine. Listen, you're definitely. I mean, I understand your point. I think I think though on another angle from that, Sports by Brooks. I mean, if people want to continue to eat up his stuff, they can. But I just find a lot of holes in what he reports, and I'm getting tired of it, to be honest with you. I think he's reported things about Alabama and Auburn, and then some of the things I seriously question the validity of what he has said, and I think others do as well.
Agree to disagree.
I mean, listen, if you want to attack people, that's fine. Look, that's what we do here. We at times we try to make people mad so that we will gain support, and that sometimes boosts your ratings or whatever. I understand that. I get it. It's a business. Okay, but you have to be correct when you do that. And I don't think Sports by Brooks. I think Sports by Brooks tries to obfuscate certain facts to accommodate, and it's just not true. I mean, he can put it a certain way, but it's just not true. And I don't know if that was the case in this Feldman situation, but I have serious suspicions because I think he has a problem with ESPN.
If they had not put it out there, would ESPN have even addressed the situation?
Well, I'm sure they wouldn't.
Covered it up?
Well, no, because it wouldn't have been a big issue. I mean, they only addressed it because Free Bruce was trending fourth or fifth worldwide on Twitter. I think Brooks has something with ESPN. I don't know what it is. I don't know what they did to his cornflakes, but I think he has something against ESPN. Next week we'll shift gears. As you probably are aware, SEC Media Days comes on Wednesday. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday will be SEC Media Days, and so we'll really begin to get serious about the 2011 college football season, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of interesting developments during the time of SEC Media Days next week. You definitely don't want to go anywhere. That'll be...
If Bruce Feldman shows up, I guarantee you this will be the first SEC Media Days where there will be a reporter who will actually upstage.
Well, he's usually there.
Even more so than Chris Vernon asking the Tim Tebow, are you a virgin?
We'll continue with that next week, and we'll get into serious college football discussion. We'll see if the media will... We'll see what happens next week. You think there'll be any bombshell stories that might sink more college football programs? I don't know. We'll find out next week on the College Football Report.